This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. India Today said that the current U.S. administration has shown interest in deepening energy cooperation with it, and discussions are ongoing. Replying to media queries on countries' energy sourcing, External Affairs Minister spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India has for many years sought to expand its energy procurement, which has steadily progressed in the last decade. The spokesperson elaborated that countries' oil import policies are guided entirely by the objective to safeguard the interests of the Indian consumer in a volatile energy scenario. He said that ensuring stable energy prices and secured supplies have been the twin goals of countries' energy policy. Earlier, during a press conference at the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump said U.S. has a great relationship with India and it is an incredible country. He described Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a great man and he is looking forward to meeting him on the sidelines of the upcoming ASEAN summit in Malaysia. Trump's statements came at a time when India's trade negotiating team is in Washington for the next round of talks with U.S. officials. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed on enhanced cooperation among nations to deal with the challenges posed by the terrorism, economic instability, and climate change. He said these challenges are interconnected and they transcend national borders. The minister was addressing the conclave of chiefs of United Nations troop contributing countries in New Delhi today. He said India approaches peacekeeping as a civilizational ethos. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the country has remained the fastest growing economy in the world for the last 4 years and it aims to sustain this momentum for the next 20 years. Addressing the India-Brazil business dialogue in New Delhi, Goyal said, ongoing visit of the Brazilian delegation led by Vice President Geraldo Alckmin will lay a strong foundation for elevating the partnership between the two countries. Alckmin is on a three-day visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Prime Minister of Sri Lanka Dr. Harini Amarasuriya in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed India's continued support to Sri Lanka and strengthening the cooperation between the two countries in education and capacity building. Sri Lankan Prime Minister arrived in New Delhi today on a three-day visit. Foreign Minister of Egypt, Badr Adle Abdelati, has arrived in New Delhi today on a two-day visit. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said during his visit, Abdelati will attend the first India-Egypt strategic dialogue. Home Minister Amit Shah today reiterated that the government has adopted a zero-tolerance policy against corruption, crime and terrorism. Shah was speaking after inaugurating the two-day extradition of fugitives, challenges and strategic conference in New Delhi today, highlighting efforts to strengthen the rule of law. Shah said the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi is committed to securing the nation's borders and ensuring justice. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw highlighted the government's ongoing efforts to transform the railway sector with a focus on enhancing passenger amenities. Vaishnaw was speaking after inaugurating several new passenger facilities at Katipura Railway Station in Jaipur, Rajasthan today. On the occasion, the minister launched printed blanket covers for passengers traveling in AC coaches. He said the initiative aims to address concerns about blanket cleanliness. In Arunachal Pradesh, Additional Director General of the Border Roads Organization Jitendra Prasad called on the Governor K.T. Parnaik at Rajbhavan Itanagar today. They discussed enhancing border connectivity, ensuring high standards of road construction and addressing strategic infrastructure needs in the frontier areas. The governor underscored the vital role of robust road networks in strengthening national security. He said that well-maintained strategic routes are essential for the rapid mobilization of armed forces, keeping key corridors open throughout the year and meeting long-term defense infrastructure requirements in a cost-effective manner. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.